with the old pros. Now, you have to know that Clinton is a direct line Rockefeller. Blythe is simply a direct line within the Rockefeller family. There are a lot of interesting things to find out about just Clinton's little bitty working family and half-sisters, half-brothers and this sort of thing. It's a very confused family. And therefore, you have to understand that to have had Oxford University, trips to Russia, a Rhodes Scholarship. Remember, Cecil Rhodes is the father founder of the New World Order. He wrote it. And he wrote it in South Africa. He's British. And it melded with the protocols of the Elders of Zion and the Communist Manifesto. And they have never lost sight of their goal. Never. So you get ones entangled, but what really happened was that Vincent Foster was the one who pushed so hard for Hillary to become head of the insurance or the health plan, of which a lot of the resources would be handled once again through those major, major corporations. There is a very predominant law firm where Hillary, it doesn't matter whether she was good, bad, or otherwise, and all the rumors that you have heard about her basically are true. She has essentially the same kind of background as does Janet Reno in her preferences. You have a marriage, if you will, of political convenience. There is a group and a bank and a major, major way of funneling funds that you will find before it's all unraveled will be part of the BCCI BNL network called the Worthing Group. And I can see why he would not want to speak on this. You have to go back before the election to some of the things I was telling you about how and where and who was funding in a major, major way these candidates. And the Stevens family basically were Republicans. And yet they poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into Clinton's campaign. They're not interested in what man is on that bench. You heard him say he doesn't have the power. You heard him also say the real power lies with naval intelligence. And naval intelligence is absolutely hooked in with British intelligence until you cannot tell one from the other. So what is the difference in the British intelligence and ones like MI6 that seems to have a little different connotation, a little different definition? MI6 is the personal intelligence security service of Her Majesty the Queen. So when you start talking about the University of Science and Philosophy coming down through the Tavistock Institute and the Brookings Institute and MI6, what is their connection? They are connected directly to the Crown of England. So it becomes less and less surprising that Prince Charles would come and pay his call to the University of Science and Philosophy. And if you remember the order back of the line and to the coat of arms that we discussed, and what has happened at the Institute of Science and Philosophy, wherein we talk about pentagrams and things, you began to get your ideas. Walter Russell was a spiritual man. He wrote, he received from God, he was spiritual. Lao came proclaiming herself to be humanist. Now, by definition, those are as different as Judeo-Christian. I'm not talking in the overall practice of tradition. I'm talking about, quote, the Jews did not accept Jesus the Christ. The Christians said it was Jesus the Christ. You cannot, you know, black is black, white is white. You can get all shades of gray. But these are two opposite poles. Humanist and spiritual are two opposite poles. So how was it that they came later, and pronounced, after Walter Russell had been absorbed, they pronounced that Walter Russell was a humanist? Well, he may have well become one. Most of those remarkable men, like Nikola Tesla, Walter Russell, they couldn't make a decision about God. They knew God was some kind of an energy form. And they could understand it from a physics angle. So they literally had to say, I don't know. But I do know that the information I am being given, even to my inventions, is to make it better, more advanced, more insightful, offer more knowledge and use to the human of God's creation, whatever that is, whatever we are. So now you can see, and then you can go back and relate some of those other things that we have written about, and the pornography rings, the child pornography, international network, functioning all the way through to Australia, wherein ones of your own elite government, Mr. Bush himself, went to Australia to participate in a ritualistic experience. What went on in there is not a question here. Am I saying that he is a Satanist? I don't know what else to say. He belonged to Skull and Bones, and they proclaim complete and total allegiance to Lucifer. Those foundations that were formed, the Luciferian Foundation, come on. So they would come forth, and then there would be argument with Hathon. Well, Lucifer was a bright morning star. He was of God, you know. Yes, he was. And he fell. So you can claim your allegiance any way you want to, but the fact is, he is your adversary. And I'm making one. We're going to wrap it up in just a minute. This is important. This is really, really important. This whole thing goes right to the crown of England. You just have to read the signs. Since you're well, it goes back even before, see, your revolution. Most of your founding fathers were members of Freemasonry. Now, I'm not talking about your nice little social clubs that literally do great service. But everybody who is a member or have ever been a member of, let us just talk about the Masonic lodges around, and listen to the oath you take. You don't have to share it because it's a secret. But it also, I can, because I'm not a member, I can tell you that you swear on your own blood, you know. Your brother can come and kill you if you tattle the secrets in there. Well, some of the churches, a lot of secrecy in the Catholic Church, a lot of secrecy in the Mormon Church. What is this? This is partly to pull you into the insider, make you feel very special, that it becomes special enough to get on this inside, that you'll pay your tithing, for instance. It's just it's another way of control. God is not secret societies. It doesn't have to be that secret societies are dark and evil. Unfortunately, usually they become that way because of the power structure and the silly little oaths. And it doesn't matter, you know, in downtown Tehachapi, but it does matter at the Club of Rome level. These are the manipulators. And the ones who wrote your constitution were mostly all Masons. So you have a different idea of how things can or should not be from those trainings. Look at the map we have given you of Washington, D.C. The streets are laid out in the symbols of Freemasonry. Well, am I going to knock everything if I have to? But I'm not saying that you have to give up your social association as a doing good group. You have to understand something. It is your intent within, not what these lips say. They will usually lie. And if your intent is one of purity, you can walk through anything they can throw at you. And this gets you back to the light. Ask for the guidance of the light, the shelter of the light. Live in that light, and your heart will be your protection, because that is your request for protection. And when asked, we can protect you. The minute you kick us out, and it is especially bad for ones like George Green, I don't have to personally go after him. I would never go after him. Ever, ever, ever. He has done me the greatest favors that anyone has done me and taught you the best lessons. I feel compassion for this man, because the ones that will get him, the minute he turned, he lost his shelter. Do you hear me? The minute he kicked me out, he lost his shelter. And maybe he feels he's being protected and shielded by something. I can guarantee you it is not God of light. And he is going to get hurt. He's already been hurt. But I believe that it may end up more serious than that. Because in the process, he has gotten involved with criminal elements, and I believe that they will get him. And I cannot do one thing about it. If I could do anything about it, I would warn him. be very careful. You tread on very thin ice. First will usually come a warning, a visit. Then will come possibly a second visit and a warning. Then will come like the third visit, and it's usually broken knuckles. Although on the third, or at least the fourth, if you haven't gotten the message, you can count on broken knees in this game. And if you still cannot hear, or you misunderstand, the next one is usually two shots to the base of the skull with a 38. And I send the warning, and I send the warning, and I send the warning, stop this nonsense, stop this craziness. Because that urges you on is going to get you killed. These agents are very, very good at what they do. And regardless of what he is associated with ones they are out to get. Tangled up in all sorts of criminal activities. And literally cross some of the agents themselves. You can hear how intertwined it is. It pays to stick with God and sort of let that ego go. So you've been offended, for goodness sake, so what? It's better than broken knees. And above all, it is better than having your wife shot. There cannot be enough gold in the world. I repeat, these men are good at what they do. Of all the things I have to say about your special forces, is that the good or the exceptional are extremely good at what they do. And it's dangerous out there. It is really dangerous out there. And your country was never, ever free of England. Not from your laws. And it doesn't matter. You know, you've been... Queen Elizabeth is the richest woman in the world. Personally. How did she get to be that way? Because they have bought up so many of the businesses, it's all back to the Committee of 300, of which the crown is the king of it. Doesn't matter who sits, you know, at the council table and runs the gavel. And other ones will recognize, you know, they have good intelligence. They can remove things from your computers. They have the way of locating your assets. And then they can make you pay homage to them to get the rest of your own. Still, according to their rules. So your world is very small, and it is already run by these people. The United States of America was the very last bastion of hope for this world. And I believe that you're going to go through massive tribulation. That's how serious I think it is. and I'm going to remind you, and then I'm going to go. You don't have to go through the vileness. Get prepared to the best of your ability. Be available to serve when the time comes. What I'm saying is be flexible. Continue what you're doing. Stay flexible. You know, don't come back and say, well, if you had taken me last week, I can't take you last week. We can take everyone, anyone, according to the proper sequence of events so that we can be successful at what we do. And it means we have to build a foundation of support for a remnant, in case you're an island right here in this place. Number one, we have to prepare you in this place to get through, because there is a crystal under this place, and oh, they love to josh about this, you know, with these echoes. That crystal continues to grow. It is the communications navigation crystal of this entire sector of the universe. And it resides around here really, really deep. But all the elite know it. The military people know it. And they've got tunnels running all under here. But guess what? What I said before. In a split second, I can breathe life into these little grays. And they're my army. Because they are innocent, like children, given new life. They will go with the light. They're not hard-headed. They're open. They're innocent, like children. And that gives me access to the tunnels. And that should be good news for you, because there are plenty of them out here. There are 80 levels underneath China Lake. That's a deep hole. You can run submarines in water all the way past San Bernardino. Anyone want to argue? These are the things that I have to keep in mind. Always, constantly. We have to depend on my vision and your work. And maybe that will help you understand why I become abrupt at a continuing harassment over little personal items of disagreement. I don't care if you disagree with me. You are welcome to disagree with me. But why do you make some great big confrontation of it? I'm not confronting you. I want to tell you, you may not have freedom in your United States, but with me you have freedom. If you like me not, get it from me. I'm not going to annoy you. Why do you continually feel annoyed? This is the most massive job ever to hit your planet. And it appears we start way, way behind. That's because we do. There has been since creation all this time to become totally run in a humanistic, physical way by Satan, the satanic forces. And now you can see that all of your elite are tangled up in it. It's not just the MENA airport or the Worthing Group entangled with BCCI and the CIA. I repeat, there are more KGB agents in the CIA than there are Americans. And they're both trained by the Mossad. And I'm out. This cuts off all opportunity to respond. There are too many here to just single you out to thank you for coming. Please don't be strangers to us. Please don't be strangers to us.
These tapes have been edited a little bit to get all the Gunther material onto one tape. That was the end of the meeting. Thank you.